This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Pendarvis, Pastor Alva Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer. Oftentimes I forget to give you my mailing address at the end of the service. It's the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. We're here in Walker now after Katrina ran us out of New Orleans. And then pray for the Old Trailblazer. Would you do that? Help me with the broadcast. And we're looking at the Satan, the old trickster, and we're going to get there in just a moment. But I wanted to play you another one of our old choirs. We had a gracious choir in New Orleans that disbanded back then because of the storm. People relocated and moved out. But we have 9 CDs, and here's one of the songs that we sang, Who Am I? Would you listen? Would you listen now as we play this gracious song for you? Then I'll tell you how you can get them. Amen. Who am I? Who are you that the Lord would die for you? Who are we, my friend? Just a poor old sinner. I praise the Lord for Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost. You ever go there and read that? Luke 19:10. And this is the Old Trailblazer. These gracious songs that we play on here, they're all part of our CD collection. We have 9 full-length CDs, the old radio choir that we had before Katrina. And we have songs like Wounded for Me, My Sins Are Gone, My Name, New Name in Glory, He Died for Me, Pray On, Remember Calvary, Jesus the Sinner's Friend. That's just a sampling, my friend. They're $5 each. I believe if you get one of them, you'll want to order all 8 of the others. But we bring into these studies on Satan, the old trickster. And one of the tricks of Satan is to keep folks blinded. In our last study, I was mentioning to you just a little bit of how the old trailblazer came to join the church back there when I was young, got out of service, and went married, and my wife was a religious girl, and got me to join the church. I was deceived. I had no clue. But the Lord didn't leave me there. Not too long after that now, someone invited me to go hear Pastor L.R. Shelton Sr. at an old tent meeting here in Denham Springs, Louisiana, not far from where we live. And I went there. And on Sunday afternoon, you couldn't find a parking place. No. Pastor Shelton had been up and down this Gulf Coast for years preaching how God saves a sinner. Well, we kept going night after night. After a week or so, crowd began to drop off. Why? Because the message was offensive. He brought the message how Christ died for sinners, but man must be awakened to his lost condition. But the Lord showed me that I had nothing. I had nothing but a profession. Oh, just joined the church, as a young fellow said. I joined the church and shook that fellow's hand. That man told me I was saved. And it wasn't long after that, he run off with another man's wife, left his wife and two or three little old children. Oh, my friend, that's a natural heart for you. But the Lord didn't leave me there. Showed me that I was lost. Showed me that I was a sinner. And over a period of time, gave me grace. Search God's word and seek the Lord with all my heart. Surely I wasn't saved immediately. I should have been. But, the Lord should have sent me to hell. But my friend, he gave me grace to trust him. And I've been trusting him now for several years. The Lord called me into the ministry here several years ago after Pastor Shelton died, Pastor Gayo died, and gave me grace to preach the gospel Sunday after Sunday, week after week. And then this little Trailblazer broadcast. I think it's a unique broadcast. I don't hear anything else like it on the radio. Gives me an opportunity to tell you how God saves a sinner, along with refuting error. That's one of the things we do here. Two things that we do. We refute error and we warn sinners that there's a hell to shun and a heaven to gain. My friend, what's your condition? Are you saved? The old Trailblazer never tried not to bite his tongue in being true to your soul. You old truckers out there on the highway, I feel like you're my friends. I do. When I see you going down the highway, over here on I-12, where I live, right off of I-12, I see some of them old truckers going by. I wonder if that old fellow ever listened to Trailblazer. Wonder if he ever heard the old Trailblazer. I'd like to know if you did. If you know where I live, just toot your horn when you go by one day. I'll hear it. But, let's get back to our study. Listen, under Holy Spirit conviction, the Lord shows that individual his true condition. The gospel kills, as we said in our last study, and then it makes alive. The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ makes and knows no compromise. The Lord doesn't run a bargain encounter, my friend. The Lord spares nothing because the glory of man and all that man is in the flesh must be withered, put to death by the Holy Spirit. The gospel doesn't try to get along with anybody. It never compromises. Did you know the greatest blessing that can ever happen to an organization called a church is to have a true born-again pastor who compromises with nobody? No compromise. We have a message here by Pastor Shelton on no compromise. You write me, I'll send it to you, free and postpaid in a booklet form. And then the greatest curse that any organization called a church can have is to have an unsaved, deceived pastor to lead them and guide them down that path. Oh, the gospel doesn't try to get along with anybody. It doesn't try to keep on good terms. It strikes swiftly and hard. And when the gospel has finished its work, and man you knew, you know no more. Because he's a new creation. Isn't that grace? Brother, do you praise the Lord for the grace of God? This is the gospel the world hates and fights and despises. That is, the gospel has the offense of the cross in it. Adam's race is under the sentence of death and must die. The Bible says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. There's no way of escape. Let me tell you something. Let me just be true. Let's just go down where the rubber meets the road. Old Dr. Vernon McGee used to say that often. He said, we're going to be there where the rubber meets the road. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to be there where the rubber meets the road. There's no way of escape. Every soul, every sinner who's ever born into this world from Adam down to the last baby born, it's got a soul. It has a soul. And that soul is going to spend eternity in one or two places, that is heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ rejoicing, or in hell suffering the torments of hell. Now, I don't know much about hell. Only what I read in the Bible, it says where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. That's enough for me. I don't want nobody to go there that I know. I don't want to go. I don't want my family to go there. I don't want my congregation to go there. And I stand here week after week, Sunday after Sunday, proclaim the gospel that Christ died for sinners. Do you know, people say, well, the Lord just sent him to hell. No, the Lord doesn't send anybody to hell. You go there because of your own desire. You say, is that true, Pastor? The Bible says, the Lord speaking, says that ye willed, W-I-L-L-E-D, not to come to Christ. If you go to hell, you'll go because that's your choice. The Bible says, the Lord speaking, he says, how often would I have gathered you together like a hen doth gather her chicks, and ye would not. Have you ever seen that? Out on the farm, I've seen it many a time. I have. Late in the evening, maybe a little storm come up, a little wind. The old hen would cluck, 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 special cluck. And all them little old biddies would run there and get under her wings. She'd squat over them, and my mama used to set hen, or she'd have to limit the amount of eggs because the old hen couldn't cover them all. But she'd give that cluck, and that's what we're doing here today, giving you that cluck. The Lord says, come. Come unto me, and I'll give you rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He says, come. He says, all things are ready. I know we're not making much sense this morning, tonight, but my friend, God is on the throne, and he'll not have one disobedient child. No. Did you know if the average person that I know and that you know would get to heaven in his present day condition, that he'd find a wheelbar and a pickaxe, and he'd begin to pick up the golden street. Pick at them, thinking he could go down there somewhere and redeem them. But no, my friend, no. God's child has been made a new creature in Christ. Old things have been passed away. And how is that accomplished? By the work of the Holy Spirit revealing to your heart. My friend, listen, Adam's race is under the sentence of death, and it must die. There's no way of escape. God cannot, will not wink at sin, will not pass over, will not forgive sin unless it's paid for by a substitute, and that substitute is Christ. Oh, we'll get into that in our next study. Do you have a substitute, my friend? Do you have someone to take your place? If you have someone that's taking your place, my friend, you have to have a substitute. You do. You have to have a substitute. You can't go to heaven on your own merits. You can't. Do you know the Lord took my place? That's what a substitute is. He took my place, went there, and paid my sin debt. Every farthing. I make people mad sometimes, angry at me, because I say that old Trailblazer doesn't have one sin registered against him in heaven. They're in the record book of heaven. There's not one sin registered against the old Trailblazer. Not any past sin, present sin, or future sin. I don't understand that, my friend, except I know and believe Christ died for my sin. He died for me. Did he die for you? Oh, if you'd come to him, you'd find out. Making a decision for Jesus, that's not salvation, my friend. Don't go there. Oh, no, being baptized as an infant, that's not salvation. Don't go there. Being all of those things, my friend, no, that's not salvation. Salvation is coming to know Christ as your Lord and your Savior. You'll never get over it, my friend. Praying, praising him for what he's done for you. This is the Old Trailblazer. Remember my mailing address? Help me with the broadcast, if you will. The Old Trailblazer. Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785.